Finley, wouldn't it?
Did those stacks ever have a pole running up through the middle?
Yeah, shoot, yeah. I stacked them in here, pole around them in your pole. I didn't ever like that. Mm. But it's all right if you're going to let your cattle eat it. It won't fall over.
I see.
Well, them other stacks fall over on your cattle.
Yes.
They'll eat in there and just keep eating in there and direct the darn thing will fall over on them, smother them to death.
Yeah. Well, what about these things that you put on a wagon when you were going to bring the hay in?
That's called a hay frame. My dad used to have a dandy, two or three of them for that concern. He'd always, oh, we'd have about a 14, 16 foot frame, and he'd box it up or strip it up on the side, oh, about 3 foot. It was real nice to haul hay on. You could throw it on there and it wouldn't be falling off mm-hmm. when you start in. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever have any kind of shelter outdoors to put the hay under? Might just be four poles at a top?
Yeah, we used to make them hay sheds. So you know, with your pole, we'd have more than four, though. We'd make them bigger than that. We'd have some shed as big as, oh, here at that cedar yard, bigger. Mm-hmm. And we had, but years later, when we stayed in the hay business, we got stackers and loaders and everything else. Mm-hmm. The old loader wasn't much punk.
Uh-huh.
It'd work you to death, and then it wouldn't get it clean and nothing.
Uh-huh.
But them stackers was pretty nice. We used a what to call a bull rake. Push it up on that, and then you had a mule hooked to the rope over there and pull it, and you start him up, that thing would come up that way and get so high away it'll dump it off on the stack. Mm-hmm. That was a real good thing. Boy, we could put up two or three stacks in a day that way.
Did you have any name for small piles of hay that were raked up in the
shock?
Shock.
Yep, shocks of hay. That was a term of thing that happened then. Most people shocked it up before they were hauled it. But we got where we didn't do that. We just rake her up and dump it, bunch it, jump on it, put it on the wagon to haul it. But shocking hay, that's a cute little job. Some people can do it and some can't. They can pile it up, but you can't make a shock hay, it'll turn water. You got to make it just like you make a stack. You've got to come in from the ground nearly, and it'll be solid and it won't leak in it. But if you just come in and just pile it up, my dad said, have patterns, well, it won't leak, you know, it'll leak water. But you can, after you shock it, let it stay there a day or two, boy, it handles good then with the fork.
Well, what are windrows?
That's where you leave it in the rake. That's what you rake makes windrow. Side deliver rake or flat rake, either one. We got the first flat rake there, or the first side deliver rake ever come in this country. Yep, my dad had the first mower, first side deliver rake. And lots of things he had before anybody else.
Well, did you have any special name for the place where you milked your cows?
Well, I called them